How do you view race?
Well, I think race is just an artificial concept that was created by people to make other people seem more different, to create more differences among people than there are, because really everybody knows, we all came from the same place, in Africa, and over the years people changed and had different characteristics on the outside, but everybody is the same on the inside, and there's very little difference in genetics between different races. It's like a tiny amount. So it's really one way that people have made people look different from each other, because that's, I guess that's useful to some people, because if they feel frightened or something.
So do you believe it's a socially constructed idea?
Yes, definitely.
Do you think that at any point in your life you used to be racist or prejudiced, especially during the height of the civil rights era?
Sure, I think everybody is prejudiced. And I think the best thing you can do is to recognize that and try to work on it. Well, during the civil rights era, I was a teenager. I was the same age you are, as I was explaining, in the 1960s. I think that I was less prejudiced, because when I grew up, even though I knew black people as a child, I never thought about it. And I never thought about, what their situation was. And my parents weren't prejudiced at all. I mean, they didn't believe in it. So when all this thing started in the 60s and I found out about the lack of civil rights and everything, then I was really shocked. I was very shocked, as a teenager to hear that and to see. I saw on television when I was your age or younger, I saw the riots, and I saw them letting guard dogs loose on people and water cannons, and all those kinds of things were happening, and they happened in my town too. There were riots, and so it was kind of scary, but it was something that I sort of understood, that it was something really bad had happened. So that's why people were rioting. So it didn't make me, I don't think it made me more prejudiced, but it made me know about it. I didn't even know about some of that stuff.
Do you think that any of that affected who you are right now?
What happened in the 1960s? Did that affect how I am now, you mean?
Yeah.
Because I get more scared if there's some kind of a riot, a race riot, or racial incident. Very scary to me, because I think it could all happen again, and it seems like it hasn't gone away, these, terrible prejudices that go on haven't gone away. So it's kind of discouraging and depressing, because I feel like things haven't gotten better in one way. And in, I guess, some ways they have, but it's still here. So it definitely had an impact on me as a child or a teenager, because I have seen how things can be really bad. And I don't think people who are younger now, who are white, I don't think that they really realize how bad things were.
Were you ever in a segregated school?
No, not in the sense that you would know, because I grew up in New Jersey and we had integrated public schools, but what happened was that it was what they call de facto segregation, because I lived in a neighborhood that was all white, so everybody who went to the school was white. And then all of a sudden things changed, and then this is in the 1960s, like around 1964, and it happened here too. The black people moved into the white neighborhoods and the white people moved out. So all of a sudden my school became from all white, it went to being all black almost overnight. And we moved to another town, and the school wasn't segregated, but there were, it was almost all white, but there were a few black kids in the school because there were a few black families in the town, and they were only supposed to live in this one certain neighborhood. So there were maybe three black kids in my high school class as a senior, and there were 200 kids.
Do you think that a lot of the schools nowadays are kind of segregated, not really by law, but like kind of significantly one race because of what happened in the 60s? Or do you think it might just be that way because of racism?
No, I think it's because of racism, because it's the same thing. Because after they tried to desegregate the schools in the 1960s, the white people all moved out or they sent their kids to private school. So, you know, it's definitely true in some parts, like, say, Philadelphia. Some neighborhoods are almost totally black, like North Philadelphia. So everyone who goes to school there is black, so to the public schools. So, and the same is true in our neighborhood in Mount Airy, where a lot of parents, well, black and white parents, send their children to private school. So it sort of depends on how much money you have now. So it's really segregation by money, but it's based on racism at the bottom.
Have you ever felt guilty or proud for being a white woman during the civil rights movement?
Yeah, I felt really guilty. I don't know if I felt proud. I mean, well, I felt proud when I saw all the people when Dr. Martin Luther King made his speech in Washington, and they showed all the people there in the audience listening to them. About half, I would say like a third or half of the people, of all those tens of thousands of people, it looked like there were quite a few white people there. And so I was really proud that there were white people that wanted to try to help. And I was always very proud that the rabbi of our temple marched with Martin Luther King, and he was actually in jail with him when they had that terrible riot at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Alabama, I think it was, in Birmingham jail. So, yeah, so I was very proud of that.
And when were you first introduced to the idea of race?
This sounds really elitist, but, you know, when I was little, my mother, we had a house. My mother, you know, my father was a doctor. And so my mother didn't work outside the home, but she had two children. And in those days, it was common for the doctor's wife to have somebody come in and help clean. So my mother had, the lady next door had a African-American woman who came in and cleaned for her. So my mother asked if she could come in and clean for us once a week. So she came in, and then, you know, of course, that was probably the first black person I had seen. You know, at that age, I was probably, I don't know, 3 or so, 3 or 4.